USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has made his first public appearance since his news conference a week ago, during which he refused to resign over a racist yearbook photo. He attended the funeral of a state trooper. Northam now says he wants to work toward racial reconciliation. Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring has acknowledged wearing blackface, and two women are accusing Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. President Trump's re-election campaign has taken quick note of Elizabeth Warren's presidential candidacy and is sharply criticizing the Democratic senator. He's citing her past claims to Native American heritage. She made her presidential candidacy official at a rally in Massachusetts, saying she wants to help create an America that works for everyone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrell, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click and join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
4 inches of snow on the ground, more falling in Seattle. Washington Governor Jay Inslee declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm, urging people to stay off the roads. CBS News says one county official warned this storm could be a once-in-a-decade or two occurrence. A number of flights have been canceled in Seattle. An accused murderer who stabbed his pregnant girlfriend to death won't face an abortion charge. Since the governor signed the Reproductive Health Act last month, which legalizes abortion up until birth in many cases, Fox News reports Anthony Hobson's second-degree abortion charge was dropped because abortion was removed from the state's criminal code. Los Angeles is having a problem with rats at City Hall. No, not the politicians. The LA Times reports City Council President Herb Wesson this past week asked the city to report back on the scope of vermin and pest control issues at City Hall. Rodents have been spotted in his fourth floor office. Last year, downtown LA faced a typhus outbreak, which can be attributed to fleas who bite rats and become infected with bacteria. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Construction of a new border wall in the Rio Grande Valley is set to begin in the next few days. USA's Rick Vincent reports Congress approved the $600 million for the 33 miles of wall in the area last year.
Chief Patrol Agent in that area, Rodolfo Karish, says they have one of the highest numbers as far as illegal border crossers.
All of this was based on the requirement of what the field operators were telling us there that they needed. Every 14 days, we have as many people that showed up in San Diego as far as the caravan.
The area doesn't get as much attention from the media because rather than caravans of people, it's mostly families and individuals who show up at the border crossing in large numbers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It's National Pizza Day. Americans purchase over 3 billion pizzas every year, including another 1 billion frozen pizzas. That huge amount is why we celebrate National Pizza Day. John Clemens has more on the story.
Gail Becker is the founder of County Power Pizza, that is a gluten-free product. Becker tells us about the popularity of pizza.
A big whopping 98% of Americans eat pizza. 30% eat it at least once a week. And 33 million Americans say they would choose pizza to be their last meal on Earth.
What if they were told they had to give up pizza?
26% would think it's bad for their health, and 45% would give it up entirely.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.